Hello, everybody! Happy Father's Day! It's from Silly and to Sissy. It's a day we celebrate daddies and everything they do for you. We love you, yes we do. Daddies, daddies, you rock! Any kind of daddy, thank you guys for stepping up and being the best daddies around. That's right! Silly Auntie Sissy says thank you. Welcome to the Silly Auntie Sissy Show, where we love everybody and we always make everybody happy and we dance all night and we go boogie woogie woogie, boogie woogie woogie, boogie woogie woogie, doogie doogie doogie. Hello there. Well, guys, thanks for listening. And today is a Daddy's Day, like I said. Today is the best day in the world. Because daddies love everybody. Daddies want to be your friend. Daddies are the best. Daddies love you every day. And everybody steps up, even if you're not a daddy. And you want to be a daddy figure, a father figure, yay for you. And even if you have a pet, maybe you have a pet, and that's your little child. Because you're a pet parent, or you're a foster parent, or you're a grandfather. Thanks for being there. Now, we're going to read a poem from Caroline Kennedy. Here's one. Mr. Mistle O'Fellows. You ought to know Mr. O'Fellows, the original conjuring cat. There can be no doubt about that. Please listen to me and I don't scoff. All of his inventions are off his own hat, bat. There's no such cat in the Metropolis. He holds all the patient monopolies for performing surprising illusions and creating eccentric confusions. At prestidigitation and at ledger main, he'll define examination and deceive you again. The greatest magicians have something to learn from Mr. Mistletoe's conjuring turn. Presto! Away we go, and we all say, oh! Well, I never. Was there ever a cat so clever and magical, Mr. Mistletoe's? He is quiet and small. He is black from his ears to the tip of his tail. He can creep through the teeniest crack. He can walk on the narrowest rail. He can pick any card from a pack. He is equally cunning with dice. He's always deceiving you into believing that he's only hunting for mice. He can play any trick with a cork or a spoon and a bit of fish paste. If you look for a knife or a fork, you think it is merely misplaced. You have seen it one moment, and then there it is again. But you'll find it next week, lying out on the lawn. And we all say, oh, well, I never. Was there ever a cat so clever as magical Mr. Topolis? His manager is vague and aloof. You would think there was nobody shyer, but his voice has been heard on the roof. When he was curled up by the fire, and he's sometimes been heard by the fire when he was about on the roof. At last we all heard that somebody purred, which is inconsistible proof of his singular magical powers, and I have known the family to call him in the garden for hours while he was asleep in the hall. And not long ago this phenomenal cat produced 7 kittens right out of a hat. And we all said, oh, well, I never. Did you ever know a cat so clever as magical Mr. Monopolis? T.S. Eliot. Well, that was a great story to read on Father's Day. Okay, the frog. Be kind and tender to the frog, and do not call him names as Slimy Skin or Pollywog. Or likewise Ugly James, or Gap a Grin, or Toad Gone Wrong, or Billy Bandy Knees. The frog is slightly sensitive to epithets like these. No animal will ever will more repay a treatment kind and fair. At least so lonely people say who keep a frog, and by the way, they are extremely rare. Hilaire Belloc. And so we meet more of that tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Now, if you daddies want something to do with your children, you can feed their imagination. Be a king and queen. Help your child have fun trying out different roles. Have paper crowns, fancy hat and scarves, plastic jewelry, flowing material, crepes and mirrors. Directions. Decide on a story to act out with your child. Perhaps this is about, there is about to be a royal wedding, or the king and queen must make a royal declaration. Help your child dress up like a king or queen. Construct paper crowns, fashion robes out of loose material, such as a towel or a tablecloth and layer on the costume jewelry. Let your child parade around in front of a mirror and act out a royal story. Because story making is fun, right? Now, digging a hole. You'll need plastic shovels, old spoons, small metal shovels, and plastic containers or pails. And things to think about here. Digging a hole is something someone could do when they're upset. What are other things you might want to do when you're angry? Now, kings and queens, things to talk about. What do you think kings and queens do? Why do they dress this way? How do you feel when you're wearing a crown? Now, dancing day, one last one. Directions. You just want to dance. You'll need room for dancing. Without turning on music, ask your child to move in a way that expresses how they feel. Ask them to make up a name for their dance. Ask your child to make up a happy dance, sad dance, angry dance, and sleepy dance. Turn on some music. Ask your child to dance the way the music feels. And things to think about. Do you like to dance? How does dancing make you feel? Do you like dancing alone or with other people? And there you go. And here's one in case you're having a new baby. You'll need nothing. Ask your child what it thinks the baby can do, what toys they can use, what sounds they make. Ask your child to show you toys they played with as a baby. Let them pretend to be a baby again, but remind them when it's time to stop playing. Things to talk about. What can you do that you couldn't when you were a baby? Why don't people stay babies? Now, important talk. Help your child use play to talk about feelings. A baby doll, a baby bottle, a blanket. Set up the baby doll along with the bottle and blanket. Ask your child to pretend the doll is a real baby. How would they care for it? Encourage your child to pretend to give the baby a bath. Feed it and rock it to sleep. And there you go. Also, there's something to do. And when a pet dies, you can have paper and crayons, favorite stuffed toys, or blankets. Things to talk about. Explain that it's okay to be sad when a pet or someone you love dies. And there you go. Those are some amazing things amazing dads can do. Well, now, we are going to read The Boxcar Children. We only started chapter 1, now on to chapter 2. If you remember, they're just making it to Blue Bay Mystery, and you can read the last one before this. Getting ready, chapter 2. The next week soon came, and the Alden family sat eating breakfast. Mr. Alden said, "You will not go to school today, for we leave tomorrow. You have many things to do." "What?" asked Benny. Grandfather laughed. He said, "For one thing, Benny, look under your chair." Benny turned and upside down and looked. Oh boy, he cried. He pulled out a little bright red suitcase. Henry looked under his chair. He pulled out a green suitcase. Jessie laughed. She knew what she would find. She did find a pretty blue suitcase, and Violet found a violet one. From you, Grandfather? Asked Violet. No, they are not, Mr. Alden said. Your cousin Alice and Joe sent them to you. You'll each need a small bag for the trip. What about old Mike? Asked Benny. Well, old Mike has one too, said Mr. Alden, smiling. He has a dark red, and yours is dark, bright red. I hope you boys won't fight over them. Oh, no, said Benny. We never really fight. We just have fun. I can always tell mine because I like bright red. It's like the firehouse. You can tell yours because it says B.A. on it, said Henry. Probably Mike says M.W. on it. Yes, that is so, said Mr. Alden. Today you can pack the bags. Put in only what you really need. Our books, for one thing, said Jessie. I can hardly wait to see what is in that new school book. Yes, said Mr. Alden. He looked at Jessie and Henry. Those books are really wonderful. I think your first lesson should be better. A letter to your teacher. You can say thank you for all the hard work. Then later on, you can thank them again when you see the books. What about Mike's writing, too, asked Benny. Look here, old fella. You worry too much about Mike. I think he ought to do what we do, said Benny. Grandfather patted Benny's shoulder. You may be sure he will. Mike and I have been writing letters to each other for a long time. I thought I saw Mike's writing, said Benny. I saw it yesterday when I gave you the mail. That's right, said Mr. Alden. Mike is packing his red suitcase this very day. When we land at Chicago, Mike will be there waiting. It was very exciting to take the plane. It was a jet, and stairs were put in place against the airplane door. The Aldens went up the stairs with their bags. The first time we ever went on a plane, cried Benny to the stewardess. She laughed. You'll like it, she said. Mr. Alden had been on a plane many times. He could answer all Benny's questions. At last the plane rose in the air. They were off. I'll bet old Mike will be scared, said Benny. We'll soon see, said Mr. Alden. We'll see Mike in just a short while. When the plane started to go down, they all looked out the windows. Suddenly Violet said, There's Mike with his dark red bag. He doesn't look scared at all, said Jessie. And do try to be nice to him, Benny. Oh, of course I will, said Benny. He'll love this jet. I'll tell him it'll say swoosh, and we'll be there. Mike was delighted to see Benny again. The two boys sat together and talked all the time. Mr. Alden had a seat to himself and slept. Did you get a school book, Mike? Asked Benny. Yes, I have it right in my new bag. Your grandfather asked my teacher to write it for me. It has lots of pictures in it, too. There, you look, Mike. Grandfather said not to look until we were on the boat. Careful, Ben, said Henry. I didn't look very much, said Mike. I just saw one picture of a big fish. A fish, said Benny. What a school book. I suppose mine is different. Soon they had lunch, and the plane began to go down again. So many exciting things, said Jessie. We don't have time to think. You'll have plenty of time when we get to the ship, said Mr. Alden. Jessie was right, and Mr. Alden was right. They landed. They said goodbye to the stewardess. Mr. Alden got a car to take them to the ship. The ship's name was the Sea Star, and they were soon on it. Here we are, said Mr. Alden, and here's your friend Lars. Lars was in uniform. You look different, Lars, said Benny. Yes, my lad, I'm a sailor now. I'm still first mate on this ship until we get to the island. This is Captain Brown. The captain shook hands with them all. He seemed to know all their names. The ship is very big, isn't it, Grandfather, said Benny. Grandfather laughed. Yes, he said. It is not a passenger ship. It's a big freighter, but it's very clean and very safe, and it'll take us where we want to go. Not many ships can do that, for very few ships go to the island. "We want to go to a beautiful desert island, Captain," said Mike. "And that's where we will take you. You're the only people on the ship except the crew. Lairs will show you where to eat and sleep." The boat rocked gently at the dock. Benny and Mike had yet an... Jesse and Violet had one very small room. Benny and Mike had another very small one. Henry and Mr. Alden each had a room to himself. "We can only take 8 people," said Lars. "The cargo takes up a lot of room on the ship." There was still room on deck for 7 long chairs. Soon there were 6 people on the chairs. The men shouted and threw the ropes over on the deck. The freighter began to move. "Here we go," said Benny and Mike together. They were chugging under the beautiful Golden Gate Bridge into the Pacific Ocean. And away they went. Wow. Have you guys ever been on the ship? It's amazing. Chapter 3, Chip's School. You will enjoy the ship. So, guys, that's it from Silly Auntie Sissy. Thanks for listening. And I'll do another episode very soon. I promise you. I won't let it go. As long. Sorry for almost 2 weeks delay. Thanks for listening from Silly Auntie Sissy. Enjoy the ride. And talk to you soon. Happy Father's Day again. Bye from Silly Auntie Sissy. We had a lot of fun. We're going on an adventure on a boat with Silly Auntie Sissy. You can always have a chocolate or a toodle whenever you want it. Silly Auntie Sissy is your favorite aunt. I'm here for you. Bye.